From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Military police are blocking a main thoroughfare in the Egyptian capital of Cairo, where hundreds of anti-government demonstrators have taken to the streets for a fifth day. Today's protests have largely been peaceful, but NPR's Susanna George says the city is still smoldering after yesterday's demonstrations, the largest and most violent this week.
Tahrir Street is blocked off by tanks and riot police. And there was a large police force, riot police, and tanks by Mubarak's residence, which is a little bit further outside the main downtown area than the square itself. There, you know, charred cars also dot the streets in downtown Cairo, and smoke is, in addition to the pollution that always hangs over the city, there's, you know, large plumes of smoke from fires that were lit overnight. Still hanging above the city.
NPR's Susanna George reporting from Cairo. It's not clear how many people have died in the unrest there and other cities around the country. Security officials said today that at least 25 protesters and 10 policemen are dead, but they say that number is likely to rise as reports from hospitals and morgues come in. At least 2,000 people have been wounded. The Obama administration says it will review the billions of dollars in aid it gives to Egypt as it keeps an eye on the protests. There. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the administration is reviewing its aid posture on Egypt and will be monitoring the fast-moving events closely. The U.S. is calling on Egyptian authorities to exercise restraint, allow protesters to air their grievances, and end a communications blockade. In the meantime, the State Department is urging Americans to avoid travel to Egypt, and for those who are already there, the message is stay put until the situation stabilizes. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
An Ohio man has appeared in court after being charged with having a deadly biological agent in his home south of Akron, Ohio. From member station WKSU, Kabir Bhatia has more.
Jeffrey Levendaris was arraigned in federal court after the FBI discovered the nerve agent ricin in a house south of Akron that he lost to foreclosure last year. The 54-year-old told a U.S. district judge in Akron that he's unemployed. A new family had moved into his foreclosed home, but authorities are not saying if they're the ones who tipped off the FBI earlier this week. FBI spokesman Scott Wilson says authorities do not believe the case is related to terrorism.
Certainly we want to further this investigation, find out, you know, certainly the reasons why that substance was in that house, when it was manufactured, how it was manufactured. Simply put, there's no reason to have such a dangerous toxin in your residence.
Ricin comes from castor beans and is deadly even in small quantities.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad says an American diplomat arrested in the shooting deaths of two Pakistani men is being unlawfully detained and has immunity. The embassy is demanding his release, saying he acted in self-defense. The diplomat shot and killed two armed men in the city of Lahore on Thursday after they approached his car, allegedly intending to rob him. Pakistani officials say they plan to bring the diplomat to trial. There's renewed talk of a global trade deal at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The world's major trading powers have agreed to push for an outline of a deal by July and are appealing for all nations to make concessions or risk losing the opportunity. In Colorado, a medical marijuana grower has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. From Denver, here's details from Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC.
Colorado is one of 15 states and the District of Columbia where medical marijuana is legal, but the drug is still illegal under federal law. And the sentencing of Christopher Barkowitz is significant because he's seen as the first member of Colorado's booming medical marijuana industry to serve federal prison time for something pot advocates say is legal. Barkowitz did plead guilty late last year after federal drug agents raided his suburban Denver home. The bust came after he had flaunted to a local TV station the amount of money he was making by growing pot. Federal agents say Barkowitz was a target because they believe he was growing more pot than is allowed under Colorado law. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
Belgium's Kim Clijsters has won her first Australian Open title and the fourth major of her career. Her victory today over China's Li Na is likely her last appearance at Melbourne Park. She has said this year could be her last full year on the tour. This is NPR News.